With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Now well into his 80s, Graham Greene is one of the great writers of the 20th century. No fewer than six major biographers had approached the author, hoping to write his story, but he turned them all down. In fact, Greene once wrote to his brother Hugh,
"I do not want anyone creeping over my life, walking over my personality."
That's the voice of Norman Sherry, who says that Greene ultimately changed his mind.
He decided that he'd choose a biographer that he admired. It turned out quite accidentally to be myself.
Graham Greene liked Norman Sherry's earlier biography of Joseph Conrad and arranged to meet Sherry in London.
The very first words he asked me were, "I hope you're not a Catholic." He didn't want a Catholic. He didn't want a friend. He wanted a true outsider to write it.
As a young man, Graham Greene had converted to the Catholic Church for the wrong reason, his love for the woman he later married. Norman Sherry says that Greene also wanted a biographer who would trace the author's travels around the world.
Greene could have been a fantastic explorer, because he took journeys that no other man had taken. And why did he do it? Why was he always testing himself? It was a question I was constantly asking.
Greene began to relive his life as Sherry began his research and started to travel to the same remote places to which Greene had been.
And roared compulsively when I got dysentery in exactly the same mountain village as he had got it in 40 years before.
10 years in the making, Norman Sherry's nearly 800-page book, The Life of Graham Greene, covers the years between 1904 and 1939, published by Viking. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Norman Sherry, in a new biography, reveals that the author Graham Greene, as a teenager, was suicidal because of the abuse he took from students at the English private school where his father was headmaster.
He had a breakdown as a youngster because of this, of being bullied as a youngster at school and trying to commit suicide and ultimately running away, and so his father sent him to a psychiatrist.
But Greene rallied, went on to Oxford in a brief newspaper career, and in 1929 wrote a well-received first novel. Graham Greene was born in 1904 and is still writing.
A most remarkable man for a person who had been humiliated and felt somewhat cowardly. How he overcame that cowardice and became, in some ways, one of the giants of our time.
Norman Sherry had Greene's cooperation as he wrote the biography, and yet the author could be cagey.
When I came to a question that disturbed him, his blue eyes would smoke, and he would say, "I don't think I will answer that."
Sherry says, however, that at no time did Graham Greene try to control or alter the biography.
He said to me once, "I hope to read your book, Norman, on my deathbed," meaning that he wasn't going to read it.
But Sherry says he knows Greene did read it.
Because in his last letter to me, he wrote in this way. Don't forget, he always ends his letters with the words, "Affectionately, Graham." This time he wrote at the end of the last letter to me, "Yours still in affection, in spite of all."
The Life of Graham Greene, Volume 1 by Norman Sherry, was published by Viking. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Norman Sherry teaches at Trinity University in San Antonio, where he put the finishing touches on his biography, The Life of Graham Greene, Volume 1, which covers the great author's first 35 years.
The child born this night, in wanting to know about our so-called modern age, when he's grown up and become an adult, he'll have to go to Graham Greene.
As he did in an earlier biography of Joseph Conrad, Norman Sherry retraced Greene's steps around the world and interviewed literally hundreds of people.
Not only human beings, but incidents are constantly dying. And what I feel I'm doing is a kind of antidote to death, to bring back into existence those lost, forgotten people who have been related to Graham Greene.
Sherry believes that easily half a dozen of Greene's novels are truly great, such as The Ministry of Fear, A Burned-Out Case, and the book considered to be his masterpiece, The Power and the Glory.
He has written certain books that no one else but Graham Greene could have written. Just as you can say also of Hemingway, there are certain stories of Hemingway that no one else could have written. I would have thought that of our times, that Graham Greene is surely looked upon today as the grand old man of English letters.
Well into his 80s, Graham Greene continues to write at his home in the south of France.
What will be written on Graham Greene's tombstone, I think, will certainly be just an immaculately short statement of his birth and his death. Born 20 minutes past 10 on the 2nd of October, 1904, and still running hard.
Viking published The Life of Graham Greene, Volume 1 by Norman Sherry. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.